This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
I got to work at Inter Miami, and the Moss family is terrific. They're good people. They mean well. They want to win. But here's where I got to separate church and state. And let me just call things like I see them, because nobody else in town is going to end up really saying what's going on. The Moss family needs to finally straighten their shit out at Inter Miami. Okay, let's just say what needs to go on. The dysfunction in that place, we saw it firsthand when Sean and I were there. Okay, I know they want to win. I know they want to do everything. But the dysfunction there is at catastrophic levels. That's why you're headed for your third coach in 4 years. You already got your second general manager. You cannot draft, develop your own players. Any fucking idiot can trade for Messi or any other star that takes no skill. None whatsoever. It takes no skill to go and get a star and bring them here. But your stars will come and go. Moss and Beckham. Henderson. Your star will come and go. You still got to draft and develop your own players for a foundation. Other teams do it in town. Inter Miami does not. They don't have anybody right now. Leo Campana is not a guy you build on because he's unreliable physically. And I just saw him on the pitch piss away a game on Tuesday night. Wednesday night. So you fire Neville when he had a chance to win the game 2-1. He chokes on the PK and he chokes on the possession in the box. Look, I'm not here to defend Phil Neville and say he's this great coach or anything like that, but he's not the problem. Your shit roster is a problem. You trade Lassiter and Dukes, depth on your bench a month and a half ago because you want to clear up more cap space. You, because of cheating, part of your dysfunction, your cheaters in the first year where you had five DPs, you were fined a certain amount of money and you've had salary limitations all the way through this season. They get lifted next year. Your Martinez move was a disaster. Gregory, your best defender, has been out all year. The dude got injured in the first game of the season or the second game, whatever the hell it was, and he's gone, and it kills the middle of your defense. Campana is useless. He's got talent, but he breaks down physically. And what, is he not going to be able to finish now either? They don't have a 10 to create. They don't have nines that stay healthy or can finish or are reliable. And then you have all your eggs in the messy basket. Inter Miami is a complete disaster, bro. It's such a dysfunctional place. There's no way you're going to win if you can't make good decisions so you can stay the course. But if you're going to get pissed every couple of months and fire your coach and then change your general manager every couple of years because Chris Henderson's on his way out in another year or two, that roster ain't shit. Yesterday, I go to Panizo. What's the big deal, bro? This isn't going to change anything. Oh, well, they shouldn't be in last place. So what do you expect? You're expecting some magician to come in and make you the last team in the playoffs or just outside, a couple of spots off the last spot? Because this roster sucks. Who the hell's going to win with this roster? Obviously, he had no answer for me, and I'll bring him on and challenge him, Michelle, and whoever to tell me what the hell's going on with this roster, because this roster blows. So firing Neville is nothing more than window dressing, dude. The Moss family has the money. We all know that. They have the power to make things happen in town. We know that. We know that they're great business people in their own right. But when you go into a new business, you have to learn and you're going to make all kinds of mistakes. Well, 4 years in, they're not learning a goddamn thing. The only thing they're learning is how to keep your franchise unstable. That's it. That's the only thing Inter Miami is, unstable. No coach is going to save this team. And getting Messi takes no skills. That only takes writing an effing check. Oh, and one more thing. David Beckham, brother, stay looking pretty on the sidelines and keep your mouth shut. You are freaking Michael Jordan of the MLS. Okay? It was your doing that brought Matuidi here for one of the DP spots. And let me tell you something. While I was working at Onside and working with Inter, I had to keep my mouth quiet. Off the air, we would rip them all the time. Like, what kind of dumbasses get Matuidi, a defensive midfielder, as a DP? Like, you got to be a first-class dumbass organization to add a defensive player who's old as your DP. You get offensive players. You get people that can put the ball in the goal. A terrific midfielder or a forward. You don't get a defender as your DP. We were all laughing about that behind the scenes at Inter Miami. And we're like, what the hell are these people doing? So you want to bring ass old ass Higuain over here and you want to do all of this. And the Messi deal now sounds like a disaster. So you agree with Barcelona, but then they borrow him for 18 more months. Come on, man. I mean, seriously, show me that you can build your own franchise, that you can draft players, that you can develop them. You've had 4 years. 4 freaking years, dude. And there's nothing. So fire Phil Neville all you want. Fire any coach you want. Change the GM all you want. And put all your eggs in Messi. You're only going to have Messi for a year or two. That guy ain't going to come here for 10. So, yeah, you'll have excitement for a year or two. And then what? The same shit that we've seen for the last 4 years? So you're a shit franchise unless you can go out and get one of the all-time superstars in the history of soccer. Wow, that really shows a lot of skill on how to run a really good organization. Meanwhile, we got the Heat getting people off the street and making them into good NBA players. Fucking joke, dude. Absolute fucking joke. Wake the hell up over there in Fort Lauderdale, dude. Get your heads out of the asses that you clearly are in. And I care because I've been a big proponent, big supporter of local soccer here, and I wanted to survive. I wanted to thrive. I wanted to have a lot of success. We had it going with Hamilton and Hudson before that idiot owner turned it in and the MLS, you know, backstabbed us. And the last thing I want to see is this MLS team come to town and, you know, It's just dog shit leadership. Because you don't know what the hell you're doing. You can't hire a coach. And you got David Beckham, who's a fucking moron. Neville didn't work out and Matuidi didn't work out. And I don't know what other bad decisions he was part of. But clearly David Beckham has no business being a part of football operations. Stay on the sidelines. Go add another tattoo. Be a pretty boy. But you are no executive, dude. None. None. Okay? Anyway, Beckham, you lost me with that bullshit PR crap you did over there in the World Cup with Craptar. In fact, your ass sold out to those people. That's disgraceful, dude. Absolutely disgraceful. And you're terrible at ad-libbing. So keep doing all that other bullshit. Stay away from the soccer team, dude. Just stay away. Get lost.